What is the road to Emmaus? Beyond a stretch of well-traveled dirt between Jerusalem and Emmaus, what is the road to Emmaus? For the early followers of Christ, it was a road of disappointment. It was a road of failure. It meant leaving behind the hopes and dreams that were instilled in them by God, by this God-man Jesus, because he's gone. The road to Emmaus takes us back in time 2 weeks, back in time 2,000 years, back to a morning that was like any other. But it was one that was ultimately unlike any other. It takes us back to Easter morning. Surely for some, it was a morning of rejoicing. As we hear in our scripture passage from Luke today and from other gospel writers, some women saw angels. They were proclaiming the good news of new life, the risen Christ. And for others, like Mary Magdalene, they encountered Christ, fresh off his resurrection. But for others, it was just another Sunday, but one made horrible because just 2 days ago, their brother, their teacher, their friend was crucified. And worse, someone has taken his body, unless you believe those stories. That's where we find ourselves today, in the company of two, mourning a loss and not knowing what to do. We find ourselves in the midst of a crisis of faith. That's what the road to Emmaus is, or at least can be for many of us. Each of us has our own journey of faith, one filled with moments of strength, but one often balanced by moments of weakness, brokenness, heartache, and doubt. Each of us has moments where we find ourselves on the road to Emmaus, walking away from what we believed. Here's the thing. When we're making that journey of faith, which is a lifelong one, when we are walking with Jesus, we don't always know that he's there. The original journey to Emmaus took place, as I mentioned, on Easter day. In the wake of Jesus' death, two of his followers had given up. They gave up all that they'd gone on before and they were leaving town. While they were walking and talking, Jesus comes and walks among them. But Luke says that their eyes were kept from recognizing him. Not that they failed to recognize him, but their eyes were kept from recognizing him. In other words, it wasn't their fault. It wasn't some problem with their eyes or some lack of faith. No one's blaming them. Maybe grief or disappointment got in their eyes. After all their hopes in Jesus have just been dashed. Their expectations left unmet. They'd been so excited about Jesus, put so much faith in him. When he died, there didn't seem to be anything to do but leave, to put it all behind them. Yes, there were some people who said that Jesus was alive again, but who could believe all that talk? They hadn't seen him yet. So on they walked, telling this stranger about their problems, about Jesus, never suspecting that the stranger was Jesus. The journey to Emmaus is for the disappointed, for those whose expectations have gone unmet. Everyone has walked that road at some point. It's a road that you walk when you fail at something that you thought that you could do. When you let yourself down. When someone that you love is parted from you and there's nothing you can do. Or when a loved one is parted from you forever in death. It's the road that you find yourself on when all the ways that you used to feel close to God just don't work anymore. That's the Emmaus Road. And surely everyone has been there at one time or another. And if you haven't yet, you may be headed for one. But here's the amazing and wonderful promise that we find in the gospel today. on your road of loneliness, despair, you're not alone. You might think that you're alone, but you're not. That one who joins you along the way, the one who hears your disappointment, your heartache, the one who you complain to about God, about Jesus, letting you down, that's Jesus. Which means that Jesus may not look like you expect. No beard, no sandals, no long hair or piercing eyes. Jesus might look like, well, look around. Really, take a minute and look around at the people that you're sharing this worship space with. Actually do it. Take a minute and look around. Look around at the people that you're sharing the space with. These are your brothers and sisters in Christ. These are the people who you share your lives with. These are the people who have walked with you through joys and have supported you in struggles. Jesus might look like them. Jesus might look like the stranger at the hospital who offers you a tissue when you're crying. Jesus might look like the passerby who smiles at you when you can't even look yourself in the mirror. So why do I call these people Jesus? Why do I call you Christ? Because the Emmaus Road story does, and because it's true. If you're looking for the risen Christ in all his resurrected glory, you may look forever. If you're expecting a voice from heaven or some divine sign, you're probably still looking. And if you're waiting for absolute certainty before you believe, well, you may wait for the rest of your life. The promise of the gospel is this: when you think you are alone, you're not. Jesus is the companion along the way, in friends and family, in strangers. Christ walks with you. And this is something else that we need to take away from this story: how we treat strangers on the road. Because where we're going, it's not nearly as important as who we are and who we meet on the way. Imagine what life would have been like for those two disciples had they not welcomed that stranger into their midst, had they not shared their grief, their struggles, their bread. They would have continued on with their lives, surely, but they would never have been the wiser that Christ was the one who walked with them, who continues to walk with them through their journey of mourning, never knowing that the gift of eternal life and love was given. So what is the road to Emmaus? Well, it's more than a journey of failure and disappointment that I mentioned earlier. It is one of rediscovery. It's a reminder that even in the depths of despair, hope lives. Hope survives, and hope wins out. In some ways, it's akin to that piece of writing, Footprints. I'm sure everyone here has heard the Footprints poem reading before. Hands up if you have. We practiced it earlier, so I'd get your hands up now. If you aren't familiar with that story, there's a piece of it where they talk about there being only one set of footprints. And why, oh why, God, weren't you there in the darkest, the hardest of times? Why was there just me walking by myself? And then, of course, God replies with, "My dear child, it was during those times that I carried you." It is during those hardest and darkest of times that God carries us through. Even when we feel alone, even when we feel absent of God, God never lets us go. So if you feel like you're walking your road to Emmaus today, remember that you're not alone. We walk with you, and Christ walks with you. Amen. At this time, we're